Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And we have a doubleheader show today. First, we're going to talk with Peter Fox, who has written a play for the Ojai Arts Center Theater, Disappearing Act. And Peter is a really interesting gentleman. We're going to talk to him. He's multi-talented on many different cultural platforms. I want to talk to Peter. And then at the break, we're going to talk to Grace Racho. And Grace is the director of the Santa Barbara Writers Conference. And I've been hearing about the conference for years and years and years. Monty Schultz was a client of mine and showed me, you know, what people do there. And this year, it's huge and fantastic. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And if you're a writer, why it would be interesting for you to come and also just take a break and get out of life for a while and meet some really important writers. So we're going to talk to Grace when we come up at the half hour. Let me first introduce Peter. Peter is a writer. Acts of God was recently published by Samuel French & Co. If you're in the theater world, that's a really important publisher of plays. He's written and directed the CINE Golden Eagle Award-winning short film called The Sorrowful Mysteries of Boomer Pastor. He was a member of the Alliance Repertory Theater in Los Angeles. He was artistic director there for 16 years and taught directing at UCLA. He graduated from Harvard with a degree in anthropology. And like all creative people, ended up in Ojai, where he directs and writes and also does art. And just a little shout out, if you're interested in actually meeting Peter in person, Peter is going to be giving a talk on May 6th about writing and about writing this play in particular and about other plays that Peter's been associated with. And Peter actually has this long career in being an actor, basically. He's been in Hollywood for years. He was in films. He was in shows like The Waltons, commercials. He was a journeyman actor for 20 years in every industry genre in Hollywood. And he eventually evolved into directing and acting and writing and teaching. And Disappearing Act, first of all, the title tells you a lot. It is about magic. And Peter, I have to say, this is when Lisa, the publicity girl from the Ojai Arts Center Theater, when she told me about this play, I couldn't help remember being a young mother. And we had this restaurant in San Diego where on a certain night, magicians would come and they would entertain, you know, the tables, and they would go, and my son was devoted to that from the age of like 4 or 5 till he was a teenager. We went every Thursday, and you know, the magicians would come by. And so there was a little store at the time in San Diego that specialized in magicians' props. And so he was always there, and he learned to sign his name in a certain way, and played with being a magician and played with, you know, being a professional magician. And of course, down here, you know, there's so much in San Diego and in Santa Barbara to do with magic because of the association of, I can't remember his name now, the gentleman that founded the Magicians kind of Performing Arts Center in Los Angeles, where you could actually go and be entertained. But how did you think, Peter, of this play, and how is magic involved?
Well, thanks for having me on. I always found inspired magic to be amazing to see. The Magic Castle is the place in Hollywood.
That's right.
It's sort of a fraternity house for world-class magicians. And if you ever get a chance to go there, go see it, because you can sit close up to these magical geniuses. And it's fascinating to see these illusions. And at one point, 20 plus years ago, I said, well, if I'm interested in magic, let's write a play about a magician. This play isn't about magic. It's about a magician who performs magic. So if someone was coming with their kids to see a play about magic, this is not it. This is an adult drama. So I sat down and as all writers have to do, you put your butt in a chair and you don't leave till you come up with something. And it took several months for this to come together. There's three characters in it. Two of them, one is a young magician. The female character is a graduate student at UCLA doing her thesis on magicians. And eventually they form a relationship after a little rocky start. And this third older character shows up and turns everything upside down. And within the play are five different magic acts interspersed throughout. So there is magic in it, but I wouldn't say it's for kiddies.
No, yeah. I know the play isn't for children, but I also was just intrigued by the fact that magic caught you too. It catches so many people, and illusionists, I guess they were called, in the past. So you decided to write a play about a magician. And so who actually is the magician in the play?
He's this young man. He's early 20s. His name is Donnie Bosco, and he has had success. He's good enough that he's actually been on television once. And that is how the other two characters become aware of him. And that's when the drama takes off, where they start digging into each other's reasons for why they are the way they are. And there are certain, eventually, secrets that are revealed that are hopefully mysterious and somewhat, I didn't think of that. And it climaxes with the biggest reveal at the end of the play.
Well, okay, so I want to talk when we get back from the break, because we have to go to a quick break soon, but I want to ask you a question that maybe you can think about. So you've been a director, you've been an actor, you're a playwright. So there are three different experiences there, and I wanted you to sort of see if you can characterize for you how those experiences differ and how they interrelate.
Mm.
Yeah. And so, I couched that in, a little story of my own background, but I wasn't all that great at school. And, but I joined a group in high school of performers. So we were all dancers or artists or thespians. We were doing something in the creative arts, and we all hung out in the music department. So we called ourselves the M Haulers. And I don't think any of us would have gotten through school without each other and without performing in plays. And do you know, there were 40 of us in that group. It was a big high school in Chicago. It was 40 of us in the group. And every one of those 40 went on to stay in the arts. Wow. Somehow. And it's what we learned performing as just high school kids was kind of a life lesson. And one of our group, Douglas Post, is a Pulitzer Prize playwright now. He teaches playwriting at the University of Chicago. Another one of us went on to be the Dean of Cal Arts. You know, another one of us is the director of the Chicago branch of NPR. It cascaded. It stayed with us in our lives. So I wonder, well, let's dive in. What do you think? What's the difference between, let's start with directing and acting.
First, what high school did you go to?
I was in a little high school outside of Chicago, in Deerfield, Illinois. It's Highland Park, Deerfield, that Evanston, that area.
I went to Loyola Academy.
Oh, right. Yes. Right, so next. Were you around? There was a bunch of us from a couple different high schools, and we all pitched in and were painting sets for a new theater downtown, Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember those days, but yeah, that was a, and then we all kind of pitched in as well and helped some of the seedling stuff with Saturday Night Live getting started at the time. You know, it was a very interesting time.
Yeah.
You know, in Chicago theater, as it happened. But yeah, I was there too. So tell me, so the difference between directing and acting.
Well, for me, I started out as an actor, not having ever really studied it. I just, my acting career was a good one, lasted a fairly long time, but it just sort of came to me. But having done a lot of plays and a lot of television and movies, and coming from the perspective of studying a script and then bringing it to life, of course, naturally, or not of course, but when I decided to write something, I had that sort of character work already done. If I'm going to write characters, you have to be able to become them, to write them. And if you've done enough work as an actor doing characters, that can only help you. And similarly, when you're directing something, if you come from that acting background, you can direct actors, you can tell them, help them get to the place that the writer had intended because of.
I just heard something important. As a director, you want to get the actor to a place where in which the playwright intended.
That's, actors can bring that to it, but they can also, the really great ones can do more than what the writer had ever intended. I did my play Acts of God, we did in Los Angeles, and there were several actors in there. One in particular, my friend Bob Netches, just, he took what I wrote and did things with it that I didn't even know were there. And it was just, as a writer, it's a blessing. You can't believe what a great actor can do to your words. And that's what I'm hoping to do in Ojai for our show next week.
No, I just want you to know, dear listener, that Peter is both the writer and the director of Disappearing Act. And so I'm wondering if maybe when we get back from the quick break, if Peter can talk to us a little bit about how he's bringing out his own work, because he's talking about, you know, a director that's bringing out another author's work or an author's work, playwright's work. But in this case, you're wearing both hats. So I guess the question is, are you discovering any nuances in your play that you didn't know existed? When we get back from the break, let's talk about that for a second. Hey, Richard, let's go to quick break. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. I'm talking with Peter Fox, who's both the writer, the playwright, and the director of Disappearing Act, which is materializing at the Ojai Arts Center Theater May 5th through the 28th. And it's always a treat to go down, have dinner, take a look at the wonderful work that's happening at Ojai Arts Center Theater. And then also, he'll be speaking about his play Saturday, May 6th at the Art Center's Literary Branch, and also an exhibition of his visual work, his assemblage work, will also be hanging at the Art Center. So how cool is that, that you can have like an immersive experience in the world of Peter Fox? We were talking about this idea that Peter is both the director and the director and the writer, the playwright of Disappearing Act. And he said something that was sort of a gem, which was, the director is bringing out things in the writer's play that perhaps the writer didn't even know was there. And I was asking him if he was discovering anything new about his own play, as of course he's the director and the writer, as you're rehearsing now.
Have there been any vast revelations? My actors are doing an excellent job with it. They are performing what I wrote. It's pretty specific, so there have been no big left or right turns or revelations, just really good acting work.
But have you discovered anything in your writing that you didn't know was there?
I've lived with this play for a long time, so no. No, it is what it is. I think it's a pretty good little piece of work, and it got out the notions that I wanted to express. I've had to do a little bit of rewriting just to accommodate the magic acts that take place in it and certain blocking things, but that hasn't changed much. But I don't know. It's moving along nicely.
So let me ask you this. So we're going to be talking with Grace, who's the director of the Santa Barbara Writers Conference, in a minute or two. And I'm interested to know, since we're going to be talking about writing in the next half hour, what's your process? You mentioned that you have butt in seat, which is Hemingway's favorite, you know, famous comment, that you put your rear end in the chair and you don't get up from the typewriter until you produce something. On the other hand, I've known writers who wait to be inspired, like, you know, the muse is coming down and now I'm inspired and now I'm going to write. So you put the butt in seat. So tell me what your process is.
Well, get an idea would be a good start, or a character. Everything I've ever written, I've written probably 20 screenplays as well. You just start with an idea. I had an idea once about, I was looking at National Geographic, and there was this beautiful picture of this young kid running out in Kansas or farm country, running towards something with this beautiful, wicked white tornado a mile off in the distance, and he was running away from it. And I thought, let's write a movie about people who chase storms, who go after tornadoes as opposed to running away. So writing partner and I sat down and wrote that, and it was terrific, and it got very far up the ladder until Steven Spielberg decided to do something with it, with his own version. So, but that was an idea. The other idea was, okay, right, let's write about a magician. Where do I start with that? Is he an old guy? Is he middle-aged? Or is he just starting out in this and not quite sure of what, of himself and what life is? So, you know, it's the ideas. I don't write constantly. I'm not a novelist, which I have great admiration for, but in fact, last year I read everything Tom Robbins ever wrote. but yeah, he's amazing. Oh, God. anyhow, if I get an idea, I'm pretty good about putting my butt in the seat. And I think the rest of that quote or another quote is, and then, you know, touch your hand and start bleeding until something happens.
And say that one again. I don't think I've heard that.
Well, maybe Grace knows that one better than I do. Do you, Grace?
Open a vein.
Open a vein.
Butt in seat, open a vein.
And start bleeding until you get it done.
How long did you, or how this particular play, you mentioned that, you know, you spent a long time with it. What's a long time?
This play probably took me 2 or 3 months to write. I had done a lot of theater, so writing for theater is, you know, I had background in theater, and we actually performed it in Hollywood back in the early 2000s, and, you know, here it is 22 years later or whatever, and I updated it. It needed an update to the current time, so what's happening right now. So there's certain tweaks in it that weren't in the original. I think we accomplished what I set out to do, and I think the audience will like it too.
And may I ask a dumb question? You know, because I'm an appraiser of art, and I've been around artists for gosh 30 years or so, and when you do your assemblage and when you write, this is a dumb question, but I'm interested to know, is there a time of day that you sit down and write best? Is there a time of day that you do your assemblage best, that you paint and create best?
Not really. If I get the idea, then I start becoming somewhat obsessed with it and get up in the morning and do what I need to do and then sit down, start writing till it's time to stop and give it a rest and come back to it. As far as my artwork, I don't know, it's found object art. So years ago, I'd be on location on a film or something like that, and you'd have a lot of time off, and I'd go to these swap meets or whatever and buy odd things. And then one day I looked in my garage and there they all were, looking back at me saying, okay, now what? And I was like, okay, well, if I take that and put it with that, that's cool. And that was half the process. And the other half was, for me, was we're coming up with titles that when someone looked at that would go, what? Oh, yeah. That duality of what is that? Oh, and you read the title, that's what that is. And, you know, there's some of that in creativity, writing, acting, whatever, you know, to surprise people. And I've had a fair number of shows here. I did a show at the Ventura County Museum of Art. I had a two-man show with my friend Carlos Grasso, which is my first museum show, and been trying to break in up there in Santa Barbara, you know, but it's not easy with, there's some great artists up in Santa Barbara too, Sullivan Goss and that area there. And there's a guy named Ron Robertson who was no longer alive, who was a great assemblage guy as well. So
yeah. Yeah. I knew his work. I knew his family. He was. I just want to give a shout out again, Disappearing Act, Peter Fox's play, runs May 5th, runs weekends through Sunday, May 28th. There is an opening night gala following the performance on May 5th, and a post-show audience talkback is scheduled May 14th. Performances are 7:30 on Friday and Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays. And of course, the Ojai Arts Center Theater is a little gem. It's on South Montgomery Street in Ojai. If you want to find out more, oh, and by the way, Saturday, May 6th, Peter will be talking about his creative life at the Arts Center Literary Branch, discussing Disappearing Act and other plays. Tickets, find out more. It's Ojai, with an I. Act, ojiiact.org. Or, of course, you can always call the Ojai Arts Center Theater, which is 805-640-8797. And
it's,
I thank you.
It's not Ojai I Act. It's just ojaiact.org.
Oh, I've got a misprint then on this. Okay. It's ojai.org. Okay.
No, ojaiact.org.
Okay. ojaiact.org. Okay. So if you want to find out more, that's the way to do it. And you can see Disappearing Act on the weekends between May 5th and May 28th. So it's a limited run. Thank you so much, Peter, for joining us. And we're going to go to quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk with Grace Ratchow about the Santa Barbara's Writers Conference and all the cool stuff that's happening and all the celebrities, basically, celebrity writers that are coming and speaking. Don't turn that dial back in a minute.
Show where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your
Santa Barbara's Writers Conference and speak to the director there. And Peter, please stay around and help me ask Grace some good questions because you're a writer too. June 18th to the 23rd, so it's 6 days, the conference, and this is our 50th anniversary. That is so cool. Been around 50 years. Santa Barbara's Writers Conference. I think, was it a Barnaby a Conrad? I heard him speak at the conference. And he spoke about a book called, what was it? It was about opening lines. Yeah. And I never forgot that. I bought a copy and I just love it still. You get to stay at the Marmonte Hotel, which is a treat in and of itself. And you get to speak with these celebrity writers. So just to mention a few, that Monty Schultz will be there, who's a character and he is a bibliophobe and he's read everything and he's a great writer himself. Eleanor Lippman is coming. Mary Hogan is coming. Judith Turner Yamamoto is coming and Shannon Puthoff is coming. So there's some wonderful artists and writers that are coming to talk about the craft and just a little bit about the conference. You can book a room. There's a discounted block. You got to move quick if you want a discount on a room at the Marmonte. There's a group rate if you register with a friend. There's afternoon panels Monday through Friday. The topics: murder, mystery, thriller, agents, genres, memoirs, and an author platform. So you know you can have all sorts of discussions with and the. All the writers sit there and look at each other and start to talk. It's really cool. It's just cool. And then there's a contest, which will be announced, the Stephen T. Vessels Memorial Writing Contest. And then the scholarships are given. And of course, there's contests regarding humor, fiction, nonfiction, poetry, et cetera. And then if you want to take a look and see if this is the conference for you, take a look at the schedule page online. So you're going to look at the Santa Barbara's Writers Conference. And Grace Ratchow is here, who's been spearheading the conference. And I see her hard at work. She was listening as Peter and I were talking. And let's see, what is the registration fee? Well, it's $800. Single registration is for a day. That's what I did. It was $165 for the day. But if you stay at the hotel and do the full conference, listen, you have 6 days and nights, 30 writing, 30 plus writing workshops, panels, speakers. There's a really cool platform that was, I would have loved this. I've written 3 books and I wish I would have known about this panel. There's a panel of agents and you can get before the people, the agents, and talk to them about how they are going to represent, you know, your material. And then you'll find there's a panel also for manuscript consultation. Wow. Now, that's what I was saying, Grace, when I was asking Peter how long it took him to write Disappearing Act, because my second book, it was about, it's, you know, about material culture stuff that I do with my life as in my career. But I rewrote that. It was a beast. I rewrote it and rewrote it and rewrote it. And I was just like, oh my, and I didn't have anybody to kind of counsel me on it, you know, the way I did when I wrote my PhD dissertation. I had 3 people on my committee that were counseling me, but I had nobody with my first book, and this would have been so valuable. So Grace, let's talk a little bit. Can you tell me just a little bit, what's your favorite part of the conference?
I would say that my favorite part is seeing new writers come and completely change, because for the first time they are around people that they are like them, instead of being the weird one that no one understands. Or you were talking earlier about how in high school you needed your group of actors to fit in. Well, writers also need their people. They need their tribe. And coming together really makes a difference for people, because the connections you make at that during that week last for a lifetime. Over and over again, I've seen people meet, and then I've been with the conference for over 30 years now. And so I followed a lot of relationships. People meet, get married, they get divorced, come back, find someone else. There are a lot of stories piled on stories, and there is something that really intrigues people. People who have come, let's say 20, 30 years ago, are coming back again this year. They're still writing, they're still working on it, but they want to get another taste of that family, the tribe that they remembered from another time. You mentioned Barnaby Conrad. Marion Barnaby Conrad started the conference in 19. The first one was held at Kate's School in Carpinteria in 1973. And there aren't many conferences that have lasted that long. And I think a lot of that is due to the great invention of the two of them, where famous people and beginning people are side by side and there's no difference. People are, I have heard people who came the first years when Ray Bradbury was there, and you sat down and had lunch with Ray Bradbury. Ray Bradbury told stories in the dorm that first night. He slept with the students, the boys' dorm, and they spent the night telling stories. And when you have that kind of experience, where very famous, big time authors are down to earth and willing to speak with you, it leaves a mark. And so that happens every single year. We never say, oh, you can't come because you're not good enough. We never say we want only the best. We say we want writers to come. We want authors to come. Our panels, we have 25 people on panels this year. And every single one of them somehow was associated with the conference. Either they were a student of the conference and they wrote their book, or they got their agent at the conference. Always, the conference keeps building year after year on what people learn and what they're inspired to do. And everybody has to go home and face the sitting in the chair and doing the work.
Right. I want to mention there's a quote online information, and the information is vast, and there's a fantastic chart of what's happening every day at the conference. So do take a look. Fanny Flagg, who is the author of Fried Green Tomatoes, mm-hmm. an alumnus, and she writes, "You can't imagine what this conference meant to me. If it hadn't been for this conference, I'd probably be sitting on a rerun of The Dating Game somewhere." And some of the alumnus that have come out of the conference, well, Fanny Flagg, Spencer Johnson, Gail Lines, Monty Schultz, Gillian Roberts, Matt Palmery, Catherine Ryan Hyde, and Christopher Moore, to name just a few. And Richard's giving us a sign, Grace. We got to go to quick break. And Peter's been staying with us, who's a playwright and a director and an actor. And I bet you Peter's got some questions for you. I'd love for him to chip in when we get back from the break. I'm speaking with Grace Rachow, and Grace is the director of the Writers Conference. It is this year at the Mar Mesa Hotel, and it is June 18th to the 23rd, and registration is open, and it's, you know, you can just register for a day, take a look at the schedule, see what you like, and you can register for all 6 days and have the opportunity of 30 plus panels. And the presentations are right there online for you to take a look. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back in a minute. Sorry, Grace Rachow, and I got your bug there, Peter. And Peter Fox is with us, who's a playwright. We're talking with Grace about the Santa Barbara Writers Conference, and it is the 50th anniversary, started by Barnaby in 1973. And writing may well be a solitary art, but there is a society of writers whose enthusiastic embrace of each other is irreplaceable. Part of the thing that is on the website is find your tribe, guys. If you write, find your tribe. Don't be the weirdo there standing by yourself. Find your tribe. I'm going to turn it over for a minute to Peter Fox, who is a writer. Do you have anything you'd like to know from Grace about the conference, Peter?
What's your question? Do I have anything about the conference?
Yeah. Would you like to ask Grace a question?
Yeah. Grace, can you get me a comp?
Can I get you to come?
A comp.
Oh, a comp. We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. I mean, I hope a lot of people come to see it. Do you know, I have a novelist, thriller writer, John Lesquois. Are you familiar with him?
No,
I'm going to try and see if he'll come down to this and we can get up there to see it. What's the dates?
It's June 18th to the 23rd. And it's a Sunday through Friday.
Right. All week. Wow. That's Caruso's place, the Miramar.
It's the Mar Monte. And it's on Carrillo 111 Cabrillo Boulevard.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
I mean, it's right on the ocean.
Oh, yeah, I know that place.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful old hotel. It was built in the, I believe, the late 20s originally.
Yeah.
And they've renovated it more and more, but without ruining it, which is always a treat. And so the grounds are fun. The building is fun because it's got a lot of the old original touches, tile work and iron work, and then there are new things that are beautiful in the same way. So I'm really impressed with how they created a beautiful setting for people to gather. The conference comes, sort of swarms in and takes over the place. They never realize it. It's a new staff because we've been on hiatus for 3 years. So there's a lot of pent up desire to get back together again. It's like the big family reunion after a long time. And this family is one that even if you have never been a part of the family before, you suddenly are a part of the family. So it's a really nice space for people to gather, and we just bowl them over because we fill the place. So there's about half of the people are coming from all over the world, and about half of the people are from Santa Barbara or around the Ojai, Ventura, and Santa Maria, that sort of fairly local people are about half. And
yeah, do you have playwrights?
I think we do. Yes, we do have playwrights. We have two people who are teaching in that area, and gotcha. They're pretty good.
But not screenwriters, I take it.
Well, yes, both screenwriters and playwright and screenwriters. The Carmen Madden, she teaches screenwriting in the Bay Area, and she teaches screenwriting. And unfortunately, I'm blanking on her name. She's really doing well with short films. She's writing, directing, producing short films, and cleaning up in the on the film festival circuit. And so
Grace, I want to ask you a question here. I noticed that there's a humor workshop.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to know more about that. Did Jonathan Winters ever participate in that?
Yes, he did. And for a number of years, Ian Bernard was the lead on the workshop leader for that workshop. This is back in the days when the conference met at not the Marmonte, but the Miramar, in the old Miramar that had blue roofs and funky cottages.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Winters came almost every year and did cameos here and there. And he was on panels. He hung out at the conference. And the Fannie Flagg, of course, came to the conference. She was there. She still shows up almost every year. She comes to one or two evening events. So we have her. And sometimes she'll come for a signing. And sometimes we have her speak because she's a great speaker. And she got her start at the conference. She was a scared student in a class writing something for the first time. And she won a prize, and she said, maybe I'll turn it into a book. And she's never looked back. So
now, would you just let me know, Grace, the dates and the times and how people can sign up and how much it's going to be, some of the nuts and bolts before we have to close.
Yes, this is June 18th to the 23rd. The website is SB, as in Santa Barbara, sbwriters.com. So it's very simple. You can sign up for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days or 4 days or 5 days or the whole 6 day package. So 1 day is $165 and they're incrementally priced along the way, so you can design your own conference that suits your schedule and your time. And there's something going on. We start at 9 a.m. every day of the conference, and we go until about 3 a.m. So until people are so exhausted they crawl off to their rooms, and then they get up and start again in the morning. And by the end of the week, people don't have any skin left. They're gone raw, and it's really great for writing.
That's fantastic. So Santa Barbara Writers Conference, and give us the website one more time before we have to go.
SB is in Santa Barbara, sbwriters.com.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you both. Thank you, Grace. And good luck at the conference. I'll pop in for a day. I think I've got a day selected. And Peter Fox, Peter, thank you for coming along in his play, Disappearing Act, at the Ojai Arts Center Theater, May 5th through the 28th. And thank you both for joining us today. It was cool that you stuck around, Peter. Thank you.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you.
It's lovely. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care.
Richard.